Okay, here's one of the things I do in course just to relieve some of the burden of always having to read stuff and to give you the opportunity just to sit back and not always watch what's going on, but to listen. So what I try to do on the, as we complete a unit or at least parts of a unit, to do a little wrap up. And this one, as far as in the last 2 weeks, we did sort of religious studies. We did intro, and then we did kind of a crash course on religion in and of itself, as far as ancient traditions, or I know sometimes they call them primitive. It's probably not the best term, aboriginal, maybe native religions. And it gives me an opportunity to kind of point out some stuff or reassert or reinforce some things. And one of them is, right, these faith traditions, as unique or foreign as they may be to us, serve an important purpose with respect to creating and crafting a rhythm and a pattern to our life, whether that be in terms of time or even place, what's considered sacred. And I keep positioning that in the front of all these conversations, because this is what we should be sort of learning from all of this. And I know I mentioned this in someone's comment, but again, it's not about converting or making you have to do stuff, but to understand, like, oh, the reason we or they do these things is because it serves this important purpose. The other element, and it's something that came up completely by happenstance through some other stuff I was reading and researching. The title of the course can be misleading, right? It's this Varieties of Religious Experience, and then you're kind of sitting in here doing the readings and watching the stuff and thinking, isn't it really just world religion? Yes, kind of, sort of. The title, Varieties of Religious Experience, is traced back to a book written by philosopher William James, and one of the things, and this all kind of goes together, one of the things he wanted to make very clear was, we may not know this stuff, right, with any absolute certainty about, does this God exist, does this sort of thing really happen, what do these things really mean, but rather than say it's all useless, he wanted to say there's actually value in religious belief and the religious experience itself. It can be a real option for people. That means it's a real choice they can make. And it's one that we ultimately sort of have to make. Whether we believe there's something greater or transcendent to the world we live in on a day-to-day basis or not. And it's the kind of decision that can have real ramifications and repercussions. And what that means is, for William James, he thought it would be a momentous kind of decision. I think sometimes that's overstating it, but I get the point. And the point really is, if I take any of this seriously, I do the things that are involved, whatever that tradition is, and I have that experience, right? So the varieties of religious experiences, I get something out of this. And I can leave it at that. I know in other instances I highlight quite a bit regarding the cognitive benefits, but just even beyond that, there's something to our life that gets some value from these kinds of things. And so it looks different across the globe. It looks different across time and space, but those are effectively kind of what I want you to experience out of that. So answering some questions along the way and some points of emphasis. The journals are kind of easy. These are not points you should lose necessarily if you just do the thing, right? Just go look up some stuff. Ideally, in this particular week, just getting people used to it, I did not do a whole lot. I have looked already, and there were a half dozen or so journal entries for Hinduism, and I went ahead and responded, partially because that's what a journal should be. I should be able to respond to it, and you can go back and edit and put a reply. There's not a real reply button, but you can go back and edit and respond to my question. And I'll leave it at that for the time being. We'll see how that part of the exercise goes. It's just one of the few times I actually have to actually do some one-on-one engagement with you. So that's what I'd like it to be. Looking at the quiz and such, this was a question, and I guess I will answer it for all of you in the same way. The syllabus says one shot, and that's really what it's supposed to be. It does have three on there if you actually read what's in Moodle. And the reason it's set up that way is it's me being lazy, right? People's computers, you know, clunk out, or the internet freezes, something happens. And, you know, in a class of 40, if I get four or five of you at different times during the week saying, oh, my computer froze or the internet crashed or something, I've got to go back in and reset each of those every time. It's just easier for me to have the three attempts already in there. So it's not something I try to publicize, but it came up in a number of questions. Speaking of a mistake, I accidentally forgot to change the due date on the journal. Well, the due date is fine, but in the journal instructions, it said Sunday. And so I know that confused a number of you. Most of you got it done, so it's not that big a deal. But I do want to take the opportunity to direct you to something that I know I sent out previously, but some other questions that came up. I used to label everything in Moodle by date and day of the week and everything, and I thought it was really helpful. It actually somehow confused even more people. So I quit doing that and just said, here's all the stuff you need to know, and here are the assignments. And what you should probably do is actually refer to the syllabus where I mapped that out. And I know it's in there because I think I showed that to you in a video, like how to read the syllabus and the schedule in it. You know, as we look at what we're doing right now, we actually have 2 weeks on Hinduism. And as I've kind of scrolled through things already, I am fine with all of you sort of working ahead, maybe just doing all of Hinduism at once. You don't have to. You just can't do anything late. That is where it becomes a problem, right? You doing stuff late makes me have to go do additional work that's unplanned. What I want is, if you want to work early ahead of time, that's fine. I will read all the stuff. I may not grade it ahead of time, but I'll read through it, and I already have. So that is always an option. And please do realize that I only put a couple of videos out for this week. You may want to check back next week. I might put a couple other videos on Hinduism for next time also. Other than that, I think you guys are doing a great job. Thanks.